there anything that you look back on and kind of cringe from 5 years ago?
A million things, but, you know, that's life too.
Yeah.
A lot of us look back at things we did when we were teenagers and cringe. But unlike singer-songwriter Sonia Kitchell, most of us don't do those cringe-worthy things while touring with Herbie Hancock. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Sonia Kitchell started young as an artist, and she hit the ground running. She wrote her first songs when she was 12 and released her first EP just 3 years later. That EP and two full-length albums that followed stayed pretty close to Sonia's influences, with echoes of Joni Mitchell, Billie Holiday, and Norah Jones, and showed off Sonia's polished and surprisingly mature sound. But Sonia's latest release, Convict of Conviction, takes things in a different direction. Instead of the more jazz folk instrumentation she's used on her past work, this one features a string ensemble on songs that critics are describing as surreal and haunting. And Sonia Kitchell told FUV's John Platt how this latest set of songs came to sound like it does.
I mean, it was kind of the culmination of a lot of different things. I had just gotten off tour with Herbie Hancock. I had been on tour with him for about 8 months, living out of a suitcase and kind of homeless, as he would have it. And I had been living in New York previously and kind of wasn't ready to go back to the madness of the city.
The hustle and bustle, yeah.
So I set up house in Massachusetts at my friend's place. And so I spent the winter kind of alone in this house, and there was a piano there. And so I wrote this music. And then Garth, who's the bassist here, got together to do this little mini tour, kind of a duo tour. And I played him some of the new songs I wrote. And he liked them, and we decided that maybe we should do a project with them. So he said, let me try to write some string arrangements. And I said, go for it. And this is what he did. And so it kind of stuck, and we made an EP, and here we are. It comes in like the wind through a door that I never meant to open up, and leaves me stranded right here where I stand, a distant land. I'm lost again.
First time I saw you, I think you were 15 years old. You were out on the road with Madeline Peru, and I know with Susan Tedeschi I saw you after that. And you got recognition pretty early, you know. Any pressure along the way to be the prodigy? You know, how do you cope with that?
You know, I never really felt like there was a lot of pressure. I would say there was certainly the desire to succeed in doing what I love doing and to continue doing that. But my parents were incredibly supportive, and I feel really fortunate that they allowed me to follow my dream and my passion, or else I wouldn't be where I am. I actually left school when I was 16 because I had this chance as a musician and things were taking off, and they were absolutely maybe more than fine with that. They're like, cool, have fun, you know.
Yeah.
And not to say that they're, you know, hands-off kind of parents. They knew that there are a lot of different paths in life. Mm. And so I think there have been pressures, but no more than any person experiences in any kind of life. There's always some kind of pressure. And I just feel grateful that they were pressures on something that I really love doing.
I drive the cars filled with people off to better smoke and tar. We won't ever see this weather as though
Sonia Kitchell live with Snowing and Lighthouse. The EP is Convict of Conviction. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.